From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is in Singapore tonight, where he met with Asia-Pacific Rim leaders at a dinner ahead of the APEC meeting there. The president also has several one-on-one meetings scheduled for tomorrow, including one with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Washington and Moscow want a new agreement to replace the one negotiated during the Cold War. The president wants Congress to put off any investigations of the shooting rampage at Fort Hood in order to allow law enforcement and the military to complete their probes first.
We must compile every piece of information that was known about the gunman, and we must learn what was done with that information. Once we have those facts, we must act upon them. If there was a failure to take appropriate action before the shootings, there must be accountability. Beyond that, and most importantly, we must quickly and thoroughly evaluate and address any flaws in the system, so that we can prevent a similar breach from happening again.
In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said he's confident justice will be done in the Fort Hood case. Almost 200 items belonging to Bernard Madoff, whose $65 billion Ponzi scheme was the largest in U.S. history, were auctioned off today in New York. They brought in more than $1 million. Most went for double their estimated value. A New York Mets jacket with Madoff's name on the back went for 20 times its estimated value. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The auction run by the U.S. Marshals and held at the Sheraton Hotel in New York included 40 watches belonging to the Madoffs, 17 of them Rolexes, furs, artwork, jewelry, and some odd items like a boogie board and that blue satin New York Mets jacket, which went for $14,500. A few items went for less than their estimates. The most expensive Rolex was valued at $75,000 to $80,000, but went for $65,000. It cost $250 to bid in person and $1,000 to bid online. Proceeds from this and many other auctions will be divided among his victims. On Tuesday, three boats, a yacht, and a Mercedes will be auctioned in Fort Lauderdale. Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Rampaging drug cartel gunmen have killed 15 people in just one day in the increasingly violent Mexican border city of Juarez. James Bleers has more on the story.
Those shot Friday included a 7-year-old boy who was in a truck with his father and three women who were gunned down in separate incidents. Juarez, which is just across the border from El Paso, Texas, is caught in the crossfire of a turf war between three rival drug cartels who are feuding for narcotic supply routes into the United States. So far this year, the violence has claimed more than 1,700 lives in Juarez in a population of just under 2 million people. The Mexican government's already sent more than 5,000 federal police and troop reinforcements, but business leaders are now appealing to the United Nations to send peacekeepers. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
NATO says several insurgents were killed in a search operation in Afghanistan today. This is NPR News. A medical helicopter crashed early this morning near the Nevada-California state line, killing all three crew members. Willie Albright of Capital Public Radio News has the details from Reno.
The helicopter crashed about 30 miles northwest of Reno. It had dropped off a patient at a Reno hospital and was returning to its base in Susanville, California. The aircraft was destroyed in the crash and fire. FAA spokesman Ian Greger says investigators are on the scene, but don't expect the cause of the crash to be understood anytime soon.
The National Transportation Safety Board is the lead agency investigating aircraft accidents, and it typically takes the NTSB months, if not longer, to come up with a probable cause.
Mountain Life Flight out of Susanville operated the helicopter. The company suffered another crash involving one of its helicopters in 2002. For NPR News, I'm Willie Albright in Reno, Nevada.
In Cleveland, the search for more bodies at a suspected killer's home continues. FBI agents spent the better part of the day sifting through the backyard with rakes and shovels. They also ran a thermal imaging device across the ground. The decomposing remains of 11 women were already discovered in the home and yard last month. Anthony Sala has been charged with 5 counts of aggravated murder. He's in jail on $6 million bond. Gigantic explosions and flames tore through a Russian military arsenal today, killing at least two firefighters and injuring 7 military personnel. Officials say others were forced to seek cover in a bomb shelter. At first, the dozens who sought refuge in the shelter were thought to be trapped in the firestorm, but later emerged unharmed. Artillery shells and other munitions have been stored at the site, according to local media. About 3,000 civilians were evacuated. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.